Sometimes life as parents gets hard and can get you down. When that happens, you need a parental break.
Justin and Caitlin have been married for 4.5 years. They have one child and work together to accomplish their goals.
Justin and Caitlin will discuss all topics. They just want to give you a parental break. Hello there, and welcome to our podcast. Hope you all have had a good week. I'm Justin.
And I'm Caitlin.
And today we're going to talk about something interesting. Caitlin, do you want to give us the lowdown of our topic today?
Basically, a woman gave birth to a totally different child than what she was expecting.
Wait. So are you saying that she was unfaithful and then had a different child? Or what are you saying here?
The doctors at the IVF place switched hers and another woman's eggs.
Okay, how? I don't understand. How can that happen? And from what the article said, they waited quite a while till they questioned it.
That was like 2-3 months.
Well, for one, and then the other one was a 12-year-old, I think. It's
another completely different article than what this one that we're talking about first. It took 12 years, apparently, through a DNA test to find out that the son was not theirs. Makes no sense.
I have so many questions because I can't even fathom how this happens. Because here's the thing. Baby comes out. I mean, the first couple, definitely different color, different ethnicity color and everything. So, I mean, how do you not question it right then and there? I mean, if I was a father, I'd be like, wait a minute. This doesn't look like my baby. Why did they not even question it?
I don't know. I guess they were in the moment.
After
giving birth. Because you know how hard that was.
Yeah,
well, I know how hard that was. He was just there for support.
Yeah, I was just sitting there with my hands behind my head. I'm just kidding. I was absolutely worried about you the day you gave birth to our daughter.
Yeah, because I had 2 epidurals. I had them to break my water. The doctor had to.
Twice.
And I couldn't push her out, so we had to do not an emergency C-section.
It was planned.
But it was a scheduled planned C-section, which we'll talk about that probably next episode
next episode is going to be the other one we were going to talk about, or we can talk about that one in this episode too.
We'll just do all 3 in one.
Okay, so did you hear what NASCAR said?
I don't want to know what they said.
Okay, so they are threatening to seek legal action for anybody that uses the Wesco Brandon slogan with NASCAR.
I thought we were going to talk about the parents first, then talk about...
Well, you know the ADHD. Okay, yeah, let's talk about the parents. There goes the ADHD, guys. So anyways, but yeah, I'm speechless.
No, I am too.
Because how do you not know that... One, that's not your child. And two, why don't you question it as soon as the baby comes out bright-eyed and bushy-tailed that, wait a minute, this is a different ethnicity because the parents were white. I think the husband was more like Italian or something like that.
Yeah.
But the other family was a different ethnicity. I mean... I didn't read the entire article, but they were definitely a different ethnicity. So, I mean, how does this happen?
I don't know, because, you know, it's just they keep their stuff, you know.
Well, here, here's...
In their own personal container, I guess. Because, I mean, I honestly don't know what they do because I haven't.
You know what? I figured it out. Because of COVID, they had a mask on. They probably had to have safety glasses on, so their glasses fogged up.
Listen, this was before COVID.
Oh, it was? Okay. Yeah. I can't give them an excuse then.
Yeah, this was before COVID because it said of, they said they waited till like maybe August or so of 2019. We had our daughter February of 19. So our daughter would have been 4 months old, I think, at that time. Not 4, 6. Y'all, it's been a long day at work. I don't even want to talk about it right now.
I mean, let's say we had an IVF baby, okay?
Yeah.
And we're in the room. You get the cesarean section, C-section, because, like you said, you can't birth naturally, well, which is okay.
I kind of have to say something right here before you get any further. So, you know how it is, like, when doctors come in there with, like, shots or something, or they do a test and they ask you for your name and date of birth? Wouldn't they do it just like that?
I think it's different in IVF. I mean, they do that to an extent, but I don't think they... See, I really don't know.
I don't know because we haven't had, you know, we haven't had to do that yet.
Yeah, and I mean, it's kind of hard to put ourselves in those shoes. Because
we haven't been there.
It's...
And we pray for the ones that have to go through that. Because I know a few of my cousins have gone through that. And
my friend.
And some, yeah, we have a friend that went through that.
They actually just had a baby, what, 2 months? Not even a month ago.
No, it's been a few weeks.
Oh, it's been a few weeks. Okay. Yeah. Sorry if you're listening to our podcast. Sorry for making your baby older than she actually is.
She's a cutie, though.
She is a cutie. But, yeah, I just...
I don't understand.
I don't either.
I'm, like, dumbfounded.
I know I keep saying that, but I really don't have any words.
I don't either. Like, I don't even know what else to talk about during this one because it, I don't know, that was 2 years in between this one and, you know, and once they realized what they said.
And see, I was going to give them the COVID excuse, but I can't even give them that.
Nope. So 2018, middle of 2019. But then this other one, let me get the
article. Oh, yeah, let's talk about this other one, because this one's actually kind of funny.
Let me read y'all the article name on here. And it says, I quote, "Family discovers IVF mix-up after DNA test for 12-year-old son." 12 years. So, can't give them the COVID excuse because it wasn't even COVID back then.
Yeah, well,
they are, both couples are Caucasian, you know. So, I don't understand how this one, got mixed up. But I'm going to read it so y'all can talk to Justin for a minute.
Yeah, I'm kind of dumbfounded by this. It's, kind of crazy that this actually happened. And I really don't understand it, but it's like, okay. So, me being a father, if we were doing IVF, and that baby came out a different ethnicity, I can't say she's been cheating on me because it's supposed to be my sperm and her egg. So, there's no way she could have been cheating or I could have been cheating. So, it's kind of... dumbfounding, so to speak.
Okay, so this is what the first few things article says. It says, a DNA test led one family to a startling revelation about their son. In July 2019, Donna and... Oh, shoot.
What?
Let's just call them the Johnsons. Let's.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to, y'all, but...
It's okay.
Yeah, well, anyway, the Johnsons decided to order some DNA kits for themselves and their two kids just for fun. I've always wanted to do that too, but I'm scared of what I found out, you know. The Utah-based couple sent off their 23andMe. I think you can get that like at Walmart or somewhere.
Yeah, you can.
Samples then forgot about them until the results showed up on their wedding anniversary.
Oh, that makes it even better.
Woo-hoo!
You know? Happy anniversary, sweet. By the way, the child ain't ours. Oh, my God.
She said, and I quote, "My husband called and said, hey, I got my results back. But he said there was something off." So, let's see.
Lucy, you got some explaining to do.
It says
I always wanted to do that.
It says their youngest son's relative, like I said, it's been a long day, didn't seem to match the family. Listed under mother was Miss Johnson, and listed under father was unknown. Unknown! You would think, what the hell? Excuse my French.
Okay, hang on. In this case, did the child have the same ethnicity as the couple?
Yep.
Okay, I can give an excuse for this one. Because even though that could be a hard mix-up, although, one thing I would say, does the child look anything like the couple?
Let me find a picture.
If you can find one. I mean, I know because of child laws that you can't really take a picture of and post it like that. But if they were the same ethnicity and they kind of looked like them, I could understand this one and giving them a pass. Although the IVF shouldn't be like this. It sounds like the system for IVF has flaws in the system.
Okay, so here's a picture of their families together. So there is the Johnsons.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Neils.
Okay.
And I think that one in the BYU is the one that they're talking about.
Okay, so he kind of looks like them. He kind of
favors the dad.
Okay, yeah. I can give a pass on this one.
He looks but more the, like the mom. That's
but the other couple, I can't. I'm no. Sorry, because you're giving birth to a child. It comes out a different ethnicity. Because I'm going to use right terms here. Because
you don't want to offend anybody.
I mean,
you don't want get,
no. I don't think we will offend anybody with our podcast, but You never know.
You never know nowadays.
By the way, this is a time to also, if you want to, listen to Winter's Call with Odin and Tyr. They have some new episodes, so go listen to them. Got to add that tagline in there. And if you guys are listening, you guys are awesome. Anyways, so I can understand this family, but I can't understand the two couples that had two different ethnicities and not even look like them. Wait a minute. How dumb can you be? I mean, seriously. I know you can get caught up in the moment. But the first thing I'm going to say, as the father, I'm going to be like, wait a minute, that don't look like my baby. I mean, right?
Yeah.
I mean, when Addie came out, she looked completely like me. And you. So it was like, okay, I mean, how do you not see the issue in this? And it makes you wonder if it's happened here and it's happened there, is it happening all over the place? I mean, I heard of one in New York, too. Our friend Jake brought that one to our attention in Odin and Tyr's last podcast. So, I mean, it's, like I said, I'm speechless.
All I know is that they switched the babies back, so they have their own kid back now.
Yeah, but didn't they want to, like, sue for medical malpractice? That's going to be a hard thing to prove because, I mean, sorry, you sign on the dotted line when you give birth to that child. So, I mean, you can't really sue for medical malpractice, can you?
I don't know.
I mean...
Like I said, we haven't been in that this position before.
Well,
I don't know.
I know with my mother, there's certain things that's happened to her that you could get a doctor for medical malpractice, but an attorney has told her and dad that it would be hard to prove because medical malpractice is a hard thing to prove. And, I mean...
The only way that they can prove it, I guess, that the doctors did switch it, is if they have video.
Yeah.
On them. In the room.
Which they probably don't.
They probably don't. So there's really no way.
And here's the question I like to ask. So, they were both birthed in the same hospital, right?
I don't know. I didn't get to read it.
Okay.
We'll have to find it and get back to y'all.
If that's the case... Then, yes, maybe you could prove it's medical malpractice because they accidentally switched the babies. But no, wait, you can't because the baby came out like this and even the father was like, I question it from the time being. Then why don't you go...
Don't wait 2 years.
Don't wait. Yeah, what's 2 years to find out what the ethnicity, what the baby is. And this kind of sounds like a Maury episode, so to speak.
And what gets me is, they're like, well, when the baby came, we really didn't have a connection anymore.
But it's like...
That made me mad. I was like, they might have made a mistake, but you still need to love that baby until you find out what happened to...
Whoa, hold on. So she said she didn't have a connection with it it was born?
Both, I think the dad did too. Or the...
So they were kind of abandoning the baby, so to speak? I mean, did they take care of it?
They took care of the baby.
Okay.
But I guess they didn't want to be like...
They were always questioning it.
Yeah. They're like, well, whose child is this? Whose child is this? We need to get it back to its parents.
And...
You know, and then let's see if they have our baby.
And see... I have a problem with that, but if you're questioning it immediately, and you know none of you were cheating, so because it's IVF, obviously.
Yeah, can't really
cheat. Because it's quite secure at IVF is. Well, apparently now it's not, but... Then why don't you question it then and say to the doctor, hey, we got a problem here.
Like, what happened?
I mean, there's a possibility in your family line that you can have a different ethnicity, but it's a very rare possibility.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm scratching my head at this one because it's like, parents do better because you want to be parents, but yet you can't recognize that this is not your child right away. I mean, for example, we could pick Addie out of the lineup if we needed to. You know?
I can see it now.
I mean, you think about it. You get used to how your child cries, how your child laughs. Yeah. And if you're in the middle of a Walmart store and you hear your child crying, you know it's your child.
Like today at work, she comes with me to work, of course, because I'm a daycare teacher. Or I should say preschool teacher. If a few of them were crying, which it does happen every now and then, you know, not all the time, but I walked by her room and I could hear her and I know her, you know, and it's just like that distinct cry, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, And I mean, there's even times I'm sitting here at home on my day off and I hear Addie crying. Yeah, she's not even here.
She's with me.
I mean, that could be that I'm going crazy.
Well, this week at work, I have been like waiting for like the potty break, you know, for, take my class to a potty break or something. And I'm hearing some woman saying, "Hey," and then I turn around, there's no one there. And I'm like,
anybody know Zach Bagans?
So that's been all week. I started on Monday and it hasn't stopped. So I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know.
I
can't say I need Jesus because I got Jesus.
No. But yeah, there. Part of the reason why I was like that was because I was down with my shoulder. So I stayed home a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Only went to my therapy appointments and all that, basically, I would hear Addie crying, and remember I would text you and say, "Oh my God, I just heard Addie crying."
Yeah.
And you're like, "What are you talking about?"
She's at work.
Oh man.
And I'm sorry if you heard me say up a little bit. My back, I've been having severe back pains lately, and he was just putting some Aleve pain relieving lotion stuff on my back. So
great.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when you work at BMW. But we won't talk about that. By the way, so I had my interview.
Yep.
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
It went pretty well. I'm about 80% sure that I may have the job. I'm not sure.
But you don't want to jinx it or no?
I don't want to jinx it.
Because that's happened before.
Yeah. So, all of our listeners, be praying for me. I hopefully will know something, hopefully before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Which is almost 2 weeks away.
Oh, less than 2 weeks now.
Jesus.
13 days. Who's counting?
Yeah, who's counting?
I'm sorry, I'm ready for my 2 days off.
I don't get 2 days off till Wednesday. Sad me.
Boo-hoo.
Oh, wow. You could tell we love each other, can't you?
Yeah.
But, yeah, going back to the story, it's...
It makes no sense.
It doesn't. But let's talk about our next one.
Okay.
So, you know the whole thing with Let's Go Brandon and all?
Yep.
You know how it got started, right?
No, not really.
So, this driver named Brandon won the Talladega race.
Mm.
And, first of all, Talladega, Alabama, pretty much a red state.
Mm-hmm.
So, the crowd's chanting, blank Joe Biden, because we're trying to be less cussing and everything on here.
Mm-hmm.
And the reporter who's, I'm sorry, she was dumb for doing this. And she's like, "As you hear from the crowd, let's go Brandon." So,
That's how that freaking thing got started.
Yeah. I say it sometimes too. Especially when I see the gas. Let's go, Brandon! Although it has come down a little bit. I don't think that's because of Joe, but...
And I'm just like, I just wish they stopped involving politics in any kind of sport. Because
they don't match. Well, you know who started that? Colin Kaepernick started that. And I've said all along...
One of my least favorite people in the world.
Well, that's kind of why I kind of stopped watching the NFL, because...
Of him.
Of him. He kind of ruined it for us.
And plus, none of the teams are good.
Well, you heard about Carolina getting Cam Newton back.
They can have him.
Oh, my goodness.
They can have him back.
So, wait a minute.
I don't want to see them anymore.
You released him last year, only to get him back the next year.
Halfway through the season, for that matter.
Well, they need a quarterback.
Apparently.
Sam Darnold is out, I think, the rest of the year because he injured his back, I think is what they said, or something like that. But anyway, get back to the topic.
He's sitting pretty on that $10 million.
So, I showed you the article, but NASCAR is national automotive racing. National automotive stock car. Oh gosh, I forgot what it stood for.
You forgot what your favorite one of your favorite sports is?
Hang on, let me see your phone because I'm gonna look it up right now. Actually, I'll hook it up right here.
Oh, I'll do it.
It's National American Stock Car Auto Racing. That's it. Oh, I got it.
No, you had a brain diarrhea.
Brain diarrhea.
Because you watch this every Sunday and when it's on a Saturday.
By the way, Kyle Larson won the championship, and I said he was going to, and Charlotte, so I know a thing too about NASCAR.
We just talked about that in the last episode or two, so let's not talk about it again.
Well, yeah, I mean, but here's the thing. So NASCAR has said that they're going to seek legal action to anybody that associates NASCAR with the "Let's Go Brandon" slogan.
Well, that's going to be a lot of.
And I'm like, wait a minute. Okay, Steve Phelps. And, I forgot the president's name, CEO's name. But anyways, what are y'all doing? You first get rid of the rebel flag, because we're not going to call it the Confederate flag, because it's not really the Confederate flag in the sport. Then you're going to do this. After last year letting Trump lead you around Daytona for a lap in the Beast. What has happened to NASCAR? They've really gone woke more than they need to. And I'm sorry, their fan base is dying. Now me, some people say, well, NASCAR died when Dale Earnhardt died. I believe that to an extent. Because the intimidation factor of NASCAR, yes, it has died out. Because, let's face it, if you had the Black Three behind you, you probably either get out of the way or you're going to get dumped, so to speak. But yeah, NASCAR is seeking legal action for anyone that associates NASCAR with "Let's Go Brandon." I don't quite get it, honey. I really don't, because it's like, okay, so this sport, and it is a sport. Some people don't want to say it's a sport. Tier, if you're listening, and a left turn. Uh-oh, someone got ballsy and made a right turn. Anyways. But, NASCAR needs to stay out of politics. All kinds of sports need to stay out of politics. It seems like with sports, they kind of got a green light when the whole thing with George Floyd went down. And Black Lives Matter started getting big. Because it seems like more and more, all kinds of sports are going to that extreme left ideology. And I'm sorry, it's a fun thing. I mean, the guy's a screw up. He's probably going to go down as probably one of the worst presidents in history when it's all said and done. When he leaves office, he's probably going to be one of the worst presidents in history. So while we're dealing with this torture, we gotta have a little fun with this. I mean, come on, NASCAR. Why are you gonna penalize anybody for using the "Let's Go Brandon" slogan? What about the one that actually had the "Let's Go Brandon" slogan with the NASCAR logo? Are you really gonna seek legal action against them? I mean, there's no sense in it. Stick to what you're supposed to do, which is try to fill the stands when you need to. Because your sport is dying, and I'll tell you why your sport is dying. You have forgotten where you came from, which is a Southern sport. And you're trying to go national to places that don't need to see a NASCAR race. I'm sorry. California, you're one of them. You do not deserve a NASCAR race. Bottom line. All these other woke states, you do not deserve a NASCAR race. Stick to what you're good at. Which in California, apparently you're good at NFL football and NBA, apparently. But quit trying to push everything out west. You've already moved the championship to an out west, which is in Phoenix every year. And there's no reason for it to be in Phoenix every year. You don't even race that race under the lights. At least at Miami, you were racing under the lights. You started in the middle of the day, well, not the middle of the day, towards the late afternoon, and finished at nighttime. Now you're starting at 4 o'clock your time, and because your race is so short, you're getting done about 7 o'clock your time, even before the sun's going down. I don't know if there's a slogan there. I mean, for example, NASCAR is moving the Clash race that's always at Daytona to California to a purpose-built track that's going to be 3/4 of a mile. And they're trying new things, and I like that the fact that they're trying new things, but they need to also realize where their roots are, which is a Southern sport. And it always has been. Because if you're going to move the Clash, you're eventually going to move the Daytona 500. And then you're eventually going to move this. And you're going to eventually move that. And all of a sudden, you won't have Southern races. You've already moved the All-Star race that was in Charlotte, which was a good place for it to be, to Texas. And let me tell you, that Texas race was a bore fest. With the exception of the Open, it was a bore fest.
Wasn't that the race that I had to...
Yes, that was the race you had to make it up to me, yes. Yeah. And you actually, once you calmed down, you actually enjoyed the race, didn't you?
Yes, I did. And then, 9 months later.
But here's how it used to be before Brian France screwed up the sport. Completely, with what he did with his addiction and all that, but we won't get to that part. You would have the All-Star race. You would have an entire week in Charlotte with a pit crew challenge, some other things, and then a pit stop challenge in qualifying. And that was actually fun. I would have loved to go and see that when it was in Charlotte. Because they would come off the track at 185 miles an hour and try to stop on a dime in their pit stop. I mean, that was something that would have been fun to see. But not anymore. Now it's all in Texas, and I understand everything's bigger in Texas, but...
Not really. Just their egos.
Well, we have a few friends from Texas, so... Coop, if you're listening.
Oh, yeah. We love you. I mean, some other people.
Yeah, well.
You know.
Yeah, I know. Other people. Yeah, we won't get into that.
No.
But,
we might have to edit this one out.
No, we'll just keep it going.
No. We're going to edit when this is over.
Okay. But, I mean, I'm sorry. Texas was a bore fest. It is, with exception of like 2 laps to go.
Didn't you fall asleep?
Yeah, I actually did fall asleep. We
both did.
And I love races.
Yeah, I know.
But I don't like...
That was awful.
I'm sorry. I don't like
Texas. And I'm just now getting into racing?
Because the thing is they string the pack out at Texas because of the way it's built. Now, I'm hoping with Atlanta, what they're doing with the Atlanta Motor Speedway... It will actually bring a new dawn of mile and a half tracks. Because these cookie cutter tracks have gotten this whole stigma that, well, once the field draws out, that's the end of it. I mean, a lot of people say that about 600. That's why I always suggest you go to the 600. You don't watch it on TV if you don't have to. If you have the money to go to the 600, watch it. And it brings me to the topic that I actually wanted to talk about. NASCAR, you want to know how to pick up fans? Wow, this is turning into a NASCAR hour.
NASCAR hour with Justin.
All right, I know. But you want to know how to bring fans back? Quit charging $65 a ticket.
An arm and a leg and a child.
And make it reasonable. Do it with packages. Like, for example, Charlotte has it the right way. They didn't do it this year, which I was kind of bummed. But it's because Racing Electronics has changed their policy.
Because of COVID.
Because of COVID, you actually have to have your... I heard the commercial. You actually have to have your Racing Electronics reserved for you. But what Charlotte used to do with the 600 and the All-Star Race, if you bought two tickets for $100, you got a FanView rental for free.
Didn't we do that my first race?
We did that your first race. We did it when I took Dad to the race.
Yeah.
And they've now changed the policy, but when they had that, it made it more desirable. I mean, like, for example, if you buy, let's say if it's, I'll just pick a track off the schedule. Let's say it's Talladega. If you buy two tickets, you get a free pit pass. Or if you buy two tickets, you get a percentage off the next purchase. Something to make it desirable. Because, I'm sorry, when you're spending, what did we spend? $143 for the tickets.
Something like that.
And then we spend almost $100 at the race.
Yeah, then you add food.
Yeah. I mean, prices are outrageous. And because of the economy we're in.
Thank you, Joe Biden.
Let's go, Brandon. By the way, this probably will be taken off the air because of that. NASCAR, if you're listening,
do better.
That's all I'm going to say on that subject. But, what was the other thing we were going to talk about? There was one other thing, and it came across our desk, and we were like, wait a minute, what? I can't remember what it was. Anyways, do you have anything else you want to talk about in this podcast?
No.
Alrighty then. Well, I guess that'll do it for this podcast. I hope y'all have a good week. We'll be getting...
Not good week, good weekend.
Good weekend. Oh, yeah. I still have a week.
You still have one more day of work.
Yes. My Friday's tomorrow. Well, actually, technically, it's my Saturday, because I only get Sunday off, and then I'm back to work on Monday. Some people have to work 6 days out of the week.
He's mad at me, because I got a Monday to Friday job.
Well, mine's Monday to Saturday, but I do like having the split week and the 5 days off. Yeah. That's pretty fun. But yeah, I'm still dumbfounded by that story. But anyways, so we're going to sign off here. I'm Justin.
And I'm Caitlin.
And y'all have a good one. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.